take us maybe on a little bit of a tour of the five boroughs and some of the places that people may not have traveled to before, but will encourage them to make a return weekend getaway visit.
Okay, sure, definitely. I mean, I think the biggest thing with New York City is that it is five boroughs, and people have a tendency to forget that when they travel. They have a tendency to want to stay on Manhattan. But the thing that's happening now, it's becoming, you know, a bigger and bigger trend, actually, that people are traveling down, and sometimes they're just staying on a borough, which is really neat. So I'm going to start with, Manhattan. I would say on Manhattan, you want to see things you've never seen before. An area that's up and coming in Manhattan is downtown, actually, surprisingly enough. It was, you know, always thought of as the financial center, which it still is, but there's a, you know, fun little street, Stone Street. Have you ever been there?
I have not walked down Stone Street, no.
It's really cool. Funky little area, lots of little bars, outdoor terraces, places to eat. It's a, you know, real neat little destination. And there's also tons of hotels downtown as well, because we've got the Andaz and, you know, there's a Ritz-Carlton down there. A number of new hotels opening down there as well.
I really have. I had dinner at the Andaz during my last visit, and it attracts people from all over the area after work. It's not your traditional hotel dining room.
No, not at all. Very chic, very beautiful. And so, if we moved on, I would look at the Bronx. People need to check out the Bronx. Something, the one spot, if I was to pick one spot in the Bronx where I would say that people, well, obviously you want to hit Yankee Stadium, but other than that, I would say people need to get down to Arthur Avenue. That's where their Little Italy is. So if you really want to get a taste of some good Italian food, that's a good place to go.
Okay, marking it down here in my agenda.
Yeah, exactly. And moving right along, I'm going to head into Brooklyn next. Brooklyn is sort of the hip happening borough right now. Everybody wants to go to Brooklyn. There's so many cool little neighborhoods. There's Park Slope, Brooklyn Heights, Wilmington, lots of really cool little neighborhoods. When I was there recently, I went down to Williamsburg, and I was on Bedford Avenue. It's this really funky street, lots of cool boutique shopping, little small restaurants, great food, really neat little area.
Brooklyn really has come into its own over the past years because they hadn't built a new hotel there like in 30, 40 years, and now hotels popping up everywhere.
Yeah, we had five open in Brooklyn this year, so pretty exciting. And I actually stayed at the Sheraton Brooklyn when I was there last, and it's a really nice property. So, yeah, it's definitely a happening place.
And so we've gone to Manhattan, we've done the Bronx, Brooklyn. Hey, there's still two more to go.
Yeah, we're going to look at Queens. So I'm going to give you some recommendations for Queens. Now, Queens, particularly Long Island City, is also become sort of a hot happening area that everybody wants to get to. It's very cultural. They've got a lot of museums there. The Noguchi Museum, there's a MoMA there. You know, there's a Socrates Sculpture Park, which is very cool. So, you know, and I think if I was going to go to Queens, other than Long Island City, I would also check out, they've got a really great Greek area town in Astoria.
Astoria is right near Laguardia.
Kathy, forgive my question about this, but not everybody knows. What is a MoMA?
Oh, MoMA is the Museum of Modern Art. And so there is actually, so MoMA is, you know, in Manhattan. And then there's also a MoMA, it's PS1, that's located in Queens.
And Astoria,
okay,
we were talking.
Okay,
continue.
Yeah, no, because a lot of people will know this if they've been to New York, but, you know, not everybody knows these things.
No, it's true. It's true. And actually, sorry to go on a bit of a tangent, but if somebody's never been to New York before and they want to check out all those museums, something that's really neat to do is to get a city pass.
Yes.
Are you guys familiar with that?
I was presented with one during my visit. Please explain it to our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So the city pass is really fabulous. Essentially, there's a lot of cities that have it, but it gives you about a 50% discount and a line skip at lots of the must-do attractions, and those sort of include things like the Empire State Building, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the MoMA, as we were just discussing, the Museum of Modern Art, you know, Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island, Circle Line sightseeing cruises, Guggenheim Museum, top of the Rockefeller Center. So lots of, you know, must-do items. It's a great way to get savings and skip the lines.
We went there. There's huge lines. We went to the Museum of Natural History and huge lines. Oh, you have a pass. Go right to the front of the line and you're in. And there's a place that I could spend an entire day. And again, worth a return visit just to see all of the exhibits. And we were talking before Astoria. And that's in Queens. That's near LaGuardia Airport. And brings up the memory of the old Shea Stadium and the planes were always landing during the broadcast, and the late Duke Snyder, who just passed away this past week, and one of his favorite expressions was, you know, you could almost hit the airplane from the broadcast booth. So
that's right. Oh, nice old Shea Stadium. It's all gone. The new one is, what's that one called? What do they call the new stadium?
Well, it had something to do with Citibank, didn't it? Citibank.
City Field.
Yeah, City Field, yeah.
City Field, yeah. That's where the Mets are now.
And again, that's part of the experience is to take in a Mets or a Yankees game when you go to New York. And you think summer is ahead, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you're going to do that, too, you've got to head down to Mickey Mantle's. That's in Manhattan.
Boy, I went there years ago. And boy, the memorabilia in there. And sometimes you go to a restaurant that had some connotation with a former star, and the food is like mundane and blasé, but that's really excellent food, great portions, and reasonably priced.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And it's really cool to see the memorabilia, like you said, and you can actually purchase stuff there as well, so it's kind of cool. It's not just about looking and seeing, but you can take something home with you, too.
And one more borough, Staten Island, which really always gets overlooked, except for the ferry ride.
Oh, my gosh, it totally does. And I just learned that, and I haven't been to check this out yet, but I'm dying to go. There's this really cool little neighborhood there called St. George. And it's sort of a hot new neighborhood. It's a burgeoning artist community. They've got some really cool bars there. And, you know, it's got a thriving restaurant scene, and it's got a fabulous view of all the other boroughs. So, you know, it's kind of flying under the radar right now, but I think it's going to be a hot spot as time goes on.
And for people interested in Revolutionary War history, Staten Island still has much of that preserved and a great museum that goes into sort of New York as a major center of the Revolutionary War that, again, didn't really have the battles, but it was a positioning political center, a center of intrigue.
Exactly. And it's all five boroughs have got tons of really cool things. I really think everybody's got to get out and try and get off Manhattan. Well, we love Manhattan, but do more. Do all five if you can. Do five, one per day.
Yeah, or do a five-day trip or make a return visit and explore one of the five boroughs each time you visit. Your website, nycgo.com, can really help out in the planning process.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. You know what? Actually, we've got some really cool direct links that I recommend people check out. One, for example, is called nycgo.com/free, and you can find out free things that are happening around the city. They update it every week. There's always, you know, free things to do. So I think, you know, it's a really great website.
It's up to, you know, kept up to date. It's not, and you're going back a different time of the season, or you want to see what's going ahead months down the road. It all helps in that planning process. Great city. It is a city that never sleeps. It has neighborhoods. And you walk. I walked like from the East 60s down to the East 30s, 30 blocks, 35 blocks, 10, 11 o'clock at night. People out there enjoying themselves. And I guess enjoying themselves is what it's all about in New York City.
Yeah, absolutely. And wear comfortable shoes if you're going to do all that walking. My goodness.
Oh, yes. Kathy Motten from NYC & Company, New York City Convention and Visitors Bureau. NYCGO.com is the website. Thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World. And certainly we'll encourage our listeners to get out there and discover the five boroughs of New York City. Thank you,
Thanks,
Kathy.
Guys.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio, by satellite.